Okay, why don't we get started? Yeah. Okay, we are in Hegyonei Parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, page Resh Nun Zayin. Today we have a fairly difficult, technical, and conceptual topic all at once. We may not come out with a clear bottom line at the end of the day, but at least we will get the concepts, difficulties, and possibilities put on the table. Okay, that will be clarified shortly, but that's my introduction, an unusual introduction for us. This week's Parsha has a lot of the tort laws. Torts, everyone familiar with the concept of damages, civil damages caused by people one to another, and it also deals with the shomrim, the four types of supervisors, watchers, baileys, as it may be, the shomasachar, the shomachinam, the shoel, and the socher, so that's somebody who watches something for free, gets paid for watching something. Somebody who borrows something is a shoel, and a socher is somebody who leases or rents something from another. We're not going to get into the details of the different shomrim and when they're responsible or not, unless we absolutely need it. But on a high level, ours is a fascinating topic that goes like this. If somebody has an asset, and we'll talk specifically, the most common is about cars. You lend your car to somebody, and the person gets into an accident. Has that ever happened to somebody, by the way? No? Yeah? What happened?
I borrowed someone's
you were, car. Oh, you were the borrower, and you crashed it. And you crashed it. Okay, so that happened to you? It happened to me. I was on the other side of it. I lent it to somebody. I lent a car, and he crashed it. He was crashed into, but It was pretty ironically, he got into two crashes within about 3 days. And neither of them were his fault. Neither of them was his fault. And he came to tell us, and I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Don't worry about it. You know, but he felt terrible. I felt terrible that he felt terrible. It wasn't his fault at all, but two crashes. He's like, I can't believe this happened. It was like a pristine, it was a Honda Accord, and it was 2 year rental, two year lease, and it was going back within a couple weeks, and he had two crashes in it. So the question is, if somebody borrows your car and causes damage to it, he's got to pay the damages. On the other hand, we're all insured. We have car insurance. So can the person who borrows say...
This is exactly...
Okay, so the insurance goes... So we'll get into that detail in a little bit. I want to start with the basics, and then we'll...
exactly what Fletcher Mishpat talked about. This is exactly issue.
Okay, so we'll...
Policy permits you to another driver.
Permits
you to lend.
We're going to assume that. We're going to get into the fancy. Your premium goes up. Your deductible goes up. We'll get into that in a little bit. But we'll start with the basics as the car owner. Can I double collect? You caused me damage. I have an insurance policy. Can I get paid by the insurance company? Can I also get paid by the person who caused me the damage? Or is it one person? I can only collect one. And in effect, can the person who damaged my car, the borrower, can he say to me, I don't got to pay you nothing because you have insurance coverage and you're going to get paid by the insurance company? Or is it maybe up to me who I want to collect from? Because if I collect from the insurance company, then that could, maybe not this time if I have the good driver discount, but that could, if it happens again or three times, I'm a muad, then my premium's going to go up. So that's our topic. Now, it is a difficult topic. We're going to go through three Gemaras. We're going to see that they're going to point in different directions. They're fairly technical Gemaras. I hope and pray that I can successfully convey the messages of these Gemaras. So we're going to go to Resh Nun Ches. Resh Nun Ches, right side in the middle. It says, B'Gemara B'Ba Menetzia, Lamed Hei Amud Beis Muva B'Mishnah. So it's Resh Nun Ches, right side in the middle. B'Gemara B'Ba Menetzia, Lamed Hei Amud Beis Muva B'Mishnah. Hasocher Para Mechaveiro. V'Hishila La'acher. Okay, there are three parties involved here. Somebody who is a socher who... We're going to say lease, rents a para, an animal, can be a car, doesn't matter, from his friend. So the A, we'll call him number one, is the owner of the para. And the owner of the para, of the whatever type of animal it is, doesn't matter, the car, the asset, he he leases it out to B. B, number two, B is not a borrower. B is a renter of the asset. And B goes and he takes that asset and he doesn't resublet it, release it to number three, to C, but rather he gives it for free. He lends it for free. And he gives it shoel. He's the mashil, and he's shoel. He lends it to somebody for free. Jump down after the parenthetical. Umesa kedarka. And when number three, person three, is using it, it dies. It's plowing the field. That animal dies. Okay, so what's interesting here, the Gemara says, yishava socher, number two, has certain responsibilities to number one. He can swear to him that it died in the normal use. Number two, as a renter, doesn't have responsibility for the onus of the death of that animal to number one. However, number three, as a free borrower, has a higher level of responsibility. He is responsible for onsim. So it comes out that number three has to pay number two because they have a borrower-lender responsibility arrangement between them. Then number three has a higher level of culpability to two than two has to one. So, in effect, two is making money off of an animal that's not his, and number one's animal is dead and he's not getting paid. That's the shita of the Tanakhama. Fascinating construct that we have there. So if we look at the top of Reish Nun Chet's left side, Mivur Midivrei Tanakhama B'Mishnah. We're going to leave aside the second opinion in the Mishnah, that the Tanakhama is of the view, Da'af Da'asocher Patur Legamrei Minamasri, even though number two, the renter does not have to pay anything to the owner of the asset, to number one, Mikomakom Lo Yachol HaShoel Lomar, the borrower, number three, cannot say to number two, what loss did I cause you? Because we don't look at was there is an actual loss caused to number two or number one. We look at was there an action done by number three that could cause a loss, even though there was no actual loss incurred. Everyone with me? It's a difficult concept. So we're not looking at was there an actual loss incurred? Did somebody damage? We're looking, did somebody do an action that is he's culpable for, responsible, even if there was no damage that was conferred, that was caused to somebody. When it comes so, out then, so when it comes to the...
You said Mesa Gadarka. I mean, we have the issue of Hoshea, right?
That we'll get to Poshim in a little bit. But in this contract, we're not... It doesn't matter.
Mesa Gadarka means he didn't use it excessively hard. Or
he didn't, right?
It wasn't negligent.
There was no negligence. We'll get to negligence also. But what's important for us is, are we looking at the actual damage caused to one or two, or are we looking at the action done by the tortfeasor, as we would say in law school, the person causing the damage? We're just looking at the action caused by number three, even though there was no damage received by the recipient. That's what we're looking at.
Also, did number two have a right to lend it to number three? Did he have the right?
Number
three
had a right. We're going to assume that. Yeah,
well, he had a number. He paid for the privilege of.
So he paid for the privilege of using it.
And he had the right. He had the right.
To him. He's over 25. Yeah. The other guy is under 25.
Right, and he's a good driver and fine. He had a license to use
cows.
To use the cow. He had a license. So if we apply that to our car scenario. So we have me, I'm going to be the car owner, if that's okay, because Mr. Weissman will be the borrower. So I lent you the car, and you smacked it up, right? You got in a car accident. You can't say to me then, I'm not going to pay you, go to your insurance company, because I didn't cause you any damage, because you have a source to get reimbursed. I can say to you, it doesn't matter, we're just looking at the action you did. And you have to pay me regardless if I'm able to double collect from the insurance company, right? So that's what we would learn from this Gemara here.
Because if you go to your insurance company, he's going to raise your rates.
That we'll get to in a little bit, but let's assume that away right now. I can double collect right now based on that Gemara. So there's a second Gemara, based on that Mishnah. There's a second Gemara. We're just going to do a short version of the Gemara. We're on Reish Nun Ches, left side. Second paragraph from the bottom of Vehemshech HaGemara. Rav Acha Breit Rav Ika Matni LaBehedi. Okay, Amar Rava. Hare Ara Alai Ola. Somebody says, I'm going to bring a Korban Ola. He has a number of options that he can bring a Korban Ola. He can fulfill his requirements by bringing a Keves. by bringing a sheep, or he can bring an ox, more expensive, or he can bring an, possibly the sheep that he can bring an off, he can bring a bird. So it's a machlok is what can be brought. But he says, Arealai Ola, and he was mafrish an ox. Expensive. I want to do the best Ola possible. I'm bringing an expensive ox. What happens? Uba acher beganvo. Somebody else came and he stole the ox. That was my korban. That's my ox. Pater atzma, but I still have to bring a korban ola. They find the thief. They say, pay up. What does he have to pay up? Does he have to return an ox? Or can he give something lower? Because you can fulfill your mitzvah of the ola with something less. A keves, you can do it. A sheep is less expensive. You can do an ola sof. You can do a bird. So it says here, so it doesn't matter. The Gemara says, ein achinami.
Right.
That would be the korban owner say, I want to do it in the best way.
Right.
And the ganav can say, but really, you can fill your responsibilities with something less expensive. The Gemara says,
now he's a tam rachum.
Right, now he's a tam rachum.
Did he say, ola shor? Did he say, are we ola shor?
Doesn't say here. He says, ola, and he brings, he was mafrish the ox. That's what he said. He did not say because it leaves it open. We can see from the result.
Yeah.
I can bring anyone. So the Gemara says because he can bring anyone, the ganav, the thief, can just replace it what his actual damages are. So what are we looking at now? It's not the action that was done, but we have to look at the actual damages incurred by the person bringing the korban, and the actual damages is not the ox. But it's he can get by with bringing either the sheep or the olasof or the bird. So this Gemara seems to conflict. The first Gemara says we look at the action done that caused the damage, even if there's no or lesser damage incurred. On the other hand, the second Gemara is saying, no, you only have to pay effectively based on the actual damage incurred. So based on this scenario, somebody smacks up my car. I hate to use Mr. Weisman, so we'll use somebody else. So somebody smacks up my car, Brandon. We'll call him Brandon. Brandon smacks up my car, okay? Brandon can say to me, look at this Gemara here, we're looking at your actual damages. And if your actual damages you can collect from the insurance company, or maybe you already collected from the insurance company, I didn't cause you any damage, I don't have to pay you. So these two, the Mishnah and the Gemara that you see, numbers 1 and 2, point in different directions. Do we look at the action of the tortfeasor, or do we look at the actual damage incurred by the party who's being damaged?
This begs the question, if you had a Mercedes, right, and you could have you could replace it with a
Ford,
something or other. What does the guy owe you money? What does he owe you money for?
You know what? You're obviously not from Los Angeles. You don't get it.
By the way, we need a minute of silence for Leah Adler, who passed away yesterday.
Leah Adler.
No, you're talking about also repairing the
car.
Spielberg.
I thought we started her last name with Spielberg.
Also, okay. You're talking about repairing the car versus giving a new car.
You know, that's
new piece. In other words, can
Steve.
I fix the dents or do
you know
I have to
died?
Buy and
right,
a
right,
new
right, right,
bumper?
Yeah, okay, next.
But your DOS, when you let him with the
you're way ahead of us. Step by step.
You know you're protected
we
by insurance.
Are, we are peeling an onion.
And he's also doing it too because he knows that you're insured.
The Havdil, I had a law professor who said we're peeling an onion. Okay, we're on the outer cleaper right now. Okay, so next step, we have a third source. Reish Nun Tes, right side, in the middle, it says Mekor Nosaf. Reish Nun Tes, right side, Mekor Nosaf, Lenidon Shalanu. Muva b'gomora b'baba kama kuf tes vava mudbeis b'divriya mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows. Shatav nachal achamorim shel Shimon v'Levi. Okay, there's a river that's overflowing, a tidal wave is coming, and it's going to take away the two donkeys, one of Shimon and one of Levi. Im amar Shimon the Levi. Shimon says to Levi, you know what,
I'll save yours.
Yours is worth more than mine. Levi, yours is worth 300, let's say. And Shimon says, mine is worth 100, yours is worth 300. So I'll save yours.
And you pay me.
And you pay me the worth of mine, because I'm gonna let mine go, because yours is more valuable. So Shimon, the easy way to remember the name, Shimon the swimmer. Shimon the swimmer says to Levi, I'm going to go swim, I'm going to save yours, but mine is gone, mine then is gone, I'm not going to save mine. Mm-hmm. On the condition that you pay the 100 back to me, because I'm apparently going to be losing mine. Chayav Levi liten the Shimon dmei chamorah. So Levi has to pay Shimon the swimmer the cost, his 100 that he's going to be losing on his chamor, on his donkey. So the Gemara then asks an amazing question. V'sham b'gemara muvaod. Next paragraph down. Baomi ne Rav Kana merav. Rav Kana asks from Rav Yarad Shimon lahatzil chamoro shel Levi. Shimon, the swimmer, went to save Levi's chamor v'ala chamoro shel Shimon meilav. And miraculously, with this tidal wave come, but Shimon's, the swimmer's chamor, knew how to swim also. And it got out of there successfully. Bahu, does Levi still have to pay the 100 or not? So the Gemara says, Amar Le, so the Shimon, the swimmer, can say, Mishamaya Rachimu Aleha. The Shamayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachim Imani. What that means, in other words, to say is, the fact that my donkey was saved has nothing to do with you. I did the action. I saved your chamor. I did what, and the fact that I have this independent source of income, the fact that I have an insurance company backing me up, the fact that my donkey got out alone without you, that has nothing to do with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I had
an outcome that was not anticipated.
Okay, but the Maisa, our question is, what are we looking at? Are we looking at this way, or are we looking at this way? So we're looking at, you made a commitment, we're looking at the damage that, the commitment that you made up front. We're not, if I had something that made me whole, we're not looking that I'm whole or not. I know I'm a whole, I'm not whole, but we're looking at the action that you did, the action you, what you committed to. So that's what we're looking
at.
So
basically, upon the idea that he would be able to go and save Levi's donkey, right?
That he would, and he saved Levi's. Shimon saved Levi's.
No, but Shimon saved Shimon's instead of Levi's.
No. Shimon saved Levi's. But Shimon was saved by itself. Also, saved by itself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's important. Thank you for that. It was saved by itself. So now Shimon, the swimmer, says to Levi, the fact that mine was saved, that's yata dishmaya. That is not, you made a commitment to pay me.
As I
recall, this is a Tanaic argument.
It's what?
It's a Tanaic argument that was not resolved.
Okay. The Kadima. So the Or Sameach takes this. The Or Sameach, we're on Reish Nun Tes, top left. The Besefer Or Sameach, maybe Sheila Kazok. So he was addressing the following question. We're going to drop back into the insurance context now. Mm-hmm. And the insurance context is with house insurance. Bechad Shesachar Bais Mechaveiro Vehidneimo. Somebody that rented a house from somebody. And they made a condition, a deal, Ki Hasocher Mikabel alaf achrayus deleka, that the renter takes upon, if there's a fire, the renter in the place takes responsibility. That's what the lease said. If there's a fire, you pay the renter. The renter has to pay. Vahalacha balabais, the owner of the landlord, went vihiftiach beisu bechevras achrayus. He went and got insurance, fire insurance. Venisraf abais, and the house burnt down. Imtzori chasocher leshalem, does the renter have to pay? Because that was the deal between them. That was the deal. They agreed that the renter is going to pay. So he comes out at the end of the day that despite the fact that the landlord went and got insurance coverage and he's going to get paid by the insurance company, still the deal was the renter does have to pay because that was the deal. What does he bring as a proof? Brings as a proof that Levi has to pay Shimon the swimmer. Kashwim and the Simmer can say, what? My Chamor was saved by itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanas on me. And the fact that I didn't have any damage is none of your business. Because we had, hold on. Because we had a deal between us. We had a deal. I'm going to go find your Chamor. I got your Chamor for Levi. It was saved. The fact that mine was saved is, and I have no damage is irrelevant. So too, the Or Sameach says the same thing with the house rental. The fact that I also insured the house is irrelevant to you. We had a deal. I can double collect. Hooray.
He doesn't even have to tell me the insurance.
Hold
right?
on. Says the Or Sameach, hooray. Shebemakom shechal chovas tashlumim chayav. When there's an obligation for the renter in the house to play, he has to pay afilu kishlamase lo nigram nezek. Even though there was no damage actually caused, the renter is responsible to pay.
The chiyuv began at the point of the tanaim.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Okay, now there's a dissenting view. There's a dissent. That's the sheet of the Or Sameach. Very critical for our question. The Or Sameach's sheet is that The fact that I'm getting double paid, it's irrelevant to the borrower of the car, the renter of the house. It doesn't matter. You're responsible for your damages, and the fact that I have insurance coverage is irrelevant. You still got to pay, and I can double cover. I can double pay. I can double collect.
So the insurance company doesn't, a lot of insurance companies will not pay if they know you have insurance coverage.
We're peeling an onion. Rei Samech, right side, Omnam. It's in the middle paragraph. Omnam. Gam bidinidon, reish samach, right side, omnam. Omnam gam bidinidon, or sameach, atma yesh chokim, to those that disagree with or sameach, to who? Mitshuva tare besamim, shehevi gam ken shela kazos. This is the question, very similar question, tare besamim. He wasn't a renter, rentee, landlord, renter, but he was neighbors. And the neighbor caused a fire. This is exactly on this week's parsha. Be'echad, we're four lines down in that source. Be'echad shaya beso mevutach bechevet achrayas. Landowner, number one, has insurance, he has fire insurance. Veteche esh mi beis shcheino, and the fire came from his neighbor, Hakarov Elav and Nisra Beso, and the fire came. And as we know from this week's parsha, if there's a fire from a neighbor, the neighbor's got to pay. He's responsible for the fire. Vikibo b'mei nizko me'achevas avar achrayos, and the house number one that was burned down from the neighbor, he collected from the insurance company. And now he's going after his neighbor, saying, "You got to pay up. You've caused me tremendous damages. I said to Shreifa, it was your negligence. You're negligent. You got to pay." And he says back, "I didn't cause you any damage. Why? Because you had an insurance company and you collected from your insurance company. So I only have to pay you to make you whole. You've already been made whole." And the Hare Basami agrees with the neighbor that this concept of damages, that you're responsible, is to make the person whole. But if he's already been made whole with the insurance coverage, there is no longer responsibility to pay that amount. So we see again,
there's no tsnai, there's no hissin, no hissin.
But that's a no, it's hissin. A detail, but it doesn't matter. And the but fact that the Torah,
he went through an additional expense and took out additional insurance, but so he spent more money.
That is a chiluk between the cases, but lemaisa. The mice and the Mephoshim don't bring that.
If you have no Hefsin, I don't have to.
Their focus, yeah, that's exactly right. What are we going to look at? Are we going to look at the action you did and you caused, you did an action that makes you responsible? Or do we look at my actual loss?
Did I lose anything?
And so according to the Or Sameach, we're looking at the act that the tortfeasor did. You did a tort, you have to pay me even if I don't have damage on the other. And the Har B'Samin looks at me, saying, do I have a damage that has to be made whole? And he says, that's all we look at. And if you've been made whole from the insurance company, the tort fees are no longer asked to pay. So that's the question that we. It's okay. So that's critical for us. We're taking the next step. This is a car shiloh. We're about to get into two or three car shiloh. The Minchas Yitzchak was asked this, having gone to camp for many years. This is something that is so common. It's so relevant to happen. It just smacks of reality. So the Minchas Yitzchak was asked. There were two counselors in a camp, part of the Hanhala of the camp. It was a young camp for young campers, and one of them had a car, we call it a van, and he used to drive it on behalf of the camp, and the other one, it wasn't his van, but he used to sometimes drive the van also on behalf of the camp. One night, they get a call past midnight that some of the counselors were stranded. They had no way to get back to the camp. You can imagine this happens often. They're stuck in Woodburn, and they get a call, right? That's where they are. They're in Woodburn. They went out to pizza. They missed the last bus home, the last shuttle. It would be the last shuttle back to Camp Warasha, whatever it is. And they're marooned there, and they call up the emergency line. It's past curfew. They're in trouble already. We're stuck here. Why are you only calling me at 12:30 at night when you're supposed to be back at the camp at 12 o'clock and it's an hour and a quarter away? Okay, at these hours, okay. Einachinami, we have to come. So they spoke with the guy who owned the van and said, can you send Dave, the number two guy, the second guy who also could drive it, could you mind sending Dave out to come pick us up? We're stuck. We have no way. Otherwise, we're sleeping in the street here in Woodburn. No one's taking us in. So, Reish Samach, we're on the left side, second paragraph down, where it says, on the way back, something happened, unclear what, the van flips over tremendous damage. Baruch Hashem, everyone's okay. The van is not okay. Tremendous, it's total, whatever, very close to total. The insurance company denies coverage. Why do they deny coverage? Because in the past year, in the past few months, there were two accidents in the same week, on the same car. The same van, two accidents. They paid through the nose for to fix up the van. And now a third occurrence, a few months later, they said, we're done, we're not covering you anymore. Eventually, after negotiation back and forth, the insurance company gave in, and they said, okay, we'll pay £25. This was a long time ago. I mean, Chassid Yitzchok was talking about in London. So they finally agreed to pay some of it. What happened was, the owner of the car said, I gotta ditch this car. It's basically total. It has no worth. I'm going to sell it off. Somebody wants to buy it. He took a loss. He took a bath on it. Somebody wants to buy it. He thinks he's going to fix it up in his garage. Sold it off, took a bath. What happened then? He buys another car. The insurance company doesn't want to cover him. He starts looking around for another insurance company. Finds another insurance company. They say, okay, we know you have this record. Three accidents on your car in a few months. You're a tremendous liability to us. So they give him an offer. The premium was double for the first 2 years, and assuming he has no accidents. And also, the deductible is tremendously higher. And now the owner of the car, the owner of the new car, the new van, he turns to the guy who had the accident and says, you've got to pay me for all this damage. The damage to my original car, I had to take a bath, the van, I had to take a bath on selling it. You're going to have to pay me for my higher premium. My higher deductible, we're going to estimate that I'm going to have some accidents, so you're going to have to cover me on that. I was out of work, not able to drive the van for a while. You need to make me whole. And the nitba, the second driver, which is like the defendant here, he says 4 points. Point number one, he says, you asked me to go pick them up. You asked me to go. So it's your fault. Number two, he says, I wasn't negligent at all when I was driving. Something happened. I must have hit a stone or something. Now, they asked, he didn't make that claim, but that would be very, very relevant on the back road in the Poconos. So they asked the boys in the van, was he speeding? And one said, no, he was driving normally. Another one said he was driving recklessly. So it's unclear from the boys. So he says, number one, you asked me to go. Number two, I wasn't negligent. Number three, if you didn't have insurance, I would have never, meaning you had insurance, but if you didn't have insurance, I would have never driven. So of course we have the knowledge, as you say before. That's the assumption that you have insurance. Everyone's got to have insurance. That's number three. And in addition, number four, he says that had I known you had accident number one and number two, and that you were mu'ad the olam on number three, three strikes and you're out, I wouldn't have driven this car. This is a liability, especially at 12:30 at night on the back roads. Those are dangerous roads. There are no lights. I wouldn't have ever taken on this responsibility. So those are the four defenses that the defendant made.
I can claim ignorance is like saying that's ridiculous. These claims.
No, these are very valid claims.
What do you mean? I didn't know. That's not a claim.
Saying you had insurance. Of course, I was relying on your insurance.
I know, but the saying I wouldn't.
That's not ignorance. That's not ignorance.
The Shoel is the owner of the car. Interesting.
The Shoel, Shoel here means asking it, yeah, drive. not the borrower, but it's Shoel. Now that also becomes a little unclear, but so 3 points. Self, yes, that's correct. So he has three questions.
Also, does he swear that it's Mesa Kadaka, that he did, that he didn't, does there Shoel
here? Very good. Three questions. That's question number one. So the three questions are as follows. Number one, goes as follows: Im chayev b'pshia k'shomer chinam. He's a shomer chinam. He's not being paid. Is he responsible for negligence? He is a shomer chinam. Is chayev for negligence? Okay, but we'll get to that. That's question number one. Question number two: Im yesh lo omar, should we say that because the owner of the van has insurance coverage to collect, that he can also collect from the second driver, the driver who caused the accident? That's our question, our fundamental question. And question number three is: can he collect on all these damages? The damages of the van that was heavily damaged, that wasn't covered by the insurance, that he was out of work, that he has a higher premium, that he has the higher deductible. That's all question number three. Can he collect on all those damages? Okay, so when it came to question number one, as a shomer chinam, is he responsible for pshia negligence? He says, actually, it's not clear. Is he a shoel here, or is he a shaliach? Meaning, if it's a shoel, did the second driver go to the owner of the car and say, oh, they called, let me use your car? Or did the first driver say to the number two guy, oh, please, was he a shaliach of him, go pick up the guys? Now, it says it doesn't really matter, because either way, whether he's a shaliach or a shoel, he's responsible for pshia, for negligence. He's going to be responsible. So it doesn't matter. But we have unclear from the fact situation if there was negligence. So he says, lemaisa, what he'd have to do is he'd have to make a shvua that he wasn't negligent. The driver, you'd have to make a shvua. And does he make a shvua? And because of the chomer of making a shvua now, they said, you guys got to compromise between the two. Okay, we're going to put that aside. Our second question then is, so can he double collect? If he has insurance coverage on the one hand, can he collect from that and also from the driver who caused the accident? So he says, look, that's a machlokas between the Orsa Meach, that you can double collect, and the Harei Besami, that you cannot double collect. But even according to the Orsa Meach, that you can double collect, I can collect from you because you caused me damage, I can collect from the insurance company because I have an insurance company. Maybe according to the insurance company, you can't double collect, because when somebody borrows a car, as you said before, what's the assumption? You have insurance. And if there's an accident, we are not going to rely on the borrower of the car, but we are going to rely on your Allstate. Thank you.
So the
USAA.
So the fact that this guy had two previous accidents is unknown.
That's an unknown.
Right.
So we're going to get back to that in a little bit. Okay, so on this question, so maybe even according to the Orsamech, who typically says you can double collect, maybe the Orsamech would say, now here, the assumption is you have insurance, we're going to lose that, you can't collect. And on the other end, maybe according to the Orsamech, somebody who says you cannot double collect, you can only look at the damage, what damage was incurred. Maybe in this case, you could collect also from the insurance company and the person who crashed up the car. Why? He brings 3 or 4 points. Because we know if the insurance company isn't going to pay, then you can collect from this guy. And also because you have the option. Maybe I don't want to go to the insurance company because my premium is going to go up. I have the option as the owner of the car. Do I want to go to him or do I want to go to him? So, of course, I have the option to go to you to make you collect. That's number two. And number three is, in addition, I did you a favor and I went to the insurance company and it backfired on me. Well, how did it backfire? Because the insurance company initially denied coverage, and then they only gave me a little bit. And then they didn't cover me for the next car I had to buy, the next car. And then my premium went up. In effect, you're telling me I'm whole from my insurance company, so I can't. I'm not whole. I'm worse off than had I never gone to the insurance company at all. I should have never gone to them at all. I'm not whole, so I can collect from you also. Okay, so that's an interesting back and forth between them. And then we have the third question also. The third question is, can he get paid for all those damages, the increased insurance, the increased premium, the loss on the car, etc.? So he says as follows, that it's a grumma. A lot of those are all grummas, indirect, and you typically cannot. But maybe you can collect a shomer, maybe you can collect from a grumma, but only for the actual damage to the car. Everything else you can't collect on. The fact that your premium went up, that's a real grumma. The fact that the deductible went up, you can't collect on any of that stuff. So he says maybe you can collect on the car itself. But he says, truth be told, that the owner of the car, he also caused the problem, because it's not that the person who drove the car caused all the problems. You already had two strikes against you that don't relate to him. So the fact that he had the third accident, but you caused accident number one and you caused accident number two. And number three, also, you shouldn't have lent him the car knowing that you have all this bad history, three strikes and you're out. So that's number two. And number three, why did you go to the insurance company to start with if you know you had all this bad history? Everyone's always scared. Do I want to call the insurance company? It wasn't my fault at all. But somebody smacked me up, but is my premium going to raise? So you knew you had all that bad history and you still went for it. In the end of the day, the Minchas Yitzchak says, you know, it could be that you can collect from the driver who smacked up the car on the damage to the car itself, nothing else. But he says the camp, who was the beneficiary of the use of the vehicle, the right thing is for them to cover the damage to the car. To the damage to the car, just the damage to the car, because everything else, the owner of the car is going to have to bear. The increased premium, there's no way he can collect that from the person who smacked up the car, from the camp. There's no way he can collect that. Okay, so that's where Diane Weiss comes out on that Shaila. We see here that it's a machlokas between the Or Sameach and the Hari Besamim. But maybe in this case, the Or Sameach, who typically says you can double collect, maybe say you can't double collect. And here, the Hari Besamim typically says you can only collect from one. Maybe here you would say you can double collect. Okay, so our next Shaila is Reish Samach Beis. A little simpler than that one. Reish Samach Beis on the left side in the middle. It says, Beshut Minchas Yitzchak Nishal Keinze. He was asked, now here, part of the question that he addresses is, does it matter that having insurance is the law? Meaning the law requires me to have insurance.
It's a fact.
He says, Beshut Minchas Yitzchak.
If I know the guy's law is law.
Then we have the law and then we're relying on it. Beshut Minchas Yitzchak Nishal Keinze Beruven. Reuven is number two. Shishal mechavera mechonit ninsoa. So number two, he's the borrower. He's a show-up. He borrowed the car to drive. V'nit kala b'derech v'nishpa mechonit. Something happened. It wasn't just like the battery went down and it broke down. There was some accident. Something happened fundamental to the car that was pretty bad. And it broke along the way. Now it's a very damaged car. V'toveya shima, number one, the owner of the car is toveya. He is making a claim against the borrower, Reuven. You have to pay me for the damage. Reuven responds, you had no damage because you're going to get paid from the insurance company. Same scenario. I don't have to pay you. You're going to double collect. So he says, Vishimon Meshi. So Shimon says back, Shimon here is the owner of the car. Reishis habituach eina mishlam li bechinam. This is a fantastic point.
There's no free lunch.
There's no free lunch. I've been paying the premiums for that. You think that you're going to benefit? Well, I have a contract with an insurance company to make me all. You're going to freeload of all the premiums I paid over the years to have my coverage? Next point, he says, Vishani, so I jumped down a couple lines. Ani shalti lachachepitz, I gave you something and you broke it. Pay up. You have to return to me what I gave it to you in this condition. You have to return it. So here, the borrower responds back. So, alze ana Reuven. You say you pay insurance coverage because it's the law. Because without that, you couldn't drive your car. Fine, you're obligated to do that. Number one, you have it because you need that in order to know that you're not going to have any damages. So you want that. Number three, the Torah says, I only have to pay you if you have damage. You don't have any damage because you have the insurance company that is making you all. So that's the back and forth between them. Now the Dayan Weiss again says this is a machlokis. According to the Or Sameach, you can double collect. The fact that I have insurance coverage, I'm looking at the damage you caused, the action you took, even independent of causing me any damage. On the other hand, the Hari Besamim looks at the damage incurred. And if there's no damage incurred because there's insurance coverage, then you can't double collect.
What's insurance premium?
We'll get to that in a little bit. That we'll say, yeah, we'll jump in. That you can collect. Okay, so that's that we're going to get to in a little bit. So then, just to get back to those two, Gemara number one and Gemara number two that we started off with, they had a stira. One says you look at the damage, at the action taken, and one says the damage cost. How do we reconcile the two? So Minchas Yitzchak has a brilliant reconciliation of the two. He says, look at what they're talking about. The one that was saying that you have to look, the one with the korban, that said, I give an ola, the guy stole the ox. The thief can say, okay, I can give you a little amount because you can fulfill your obligation with a lower amount. Who's getting the korban? Gavoa, Kodesh Baruch Hu is getting it, right? He's okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accepting something less. That's the level of korbanos. That's in a different arena when we're talking. The other Gemara is talking about torts between financial damages. When we're talking financial damages, then you have the ability to look at not the damage caused, but the action that's done. And if you cause an action of damage to someone, you have to pay him even if there's no damage incurred, so you can double collect. So he says, based on that, back to this car scenario, it seems that you can double collect. That would be based on the Gemara. You can double collect. So because of that, the fact that I lined up an insurance carrier and I had a safety net, that doesn't impact none of your business because I've been paying them. It's like I go over to somebody and I sign up with 10 insurance companies just in case I want to pay premiums. I want to make some money on it. It's none of his business.
We had this in medicine, by the way. I had patients that tried to buy 5 insurance policies and then try to induce me to put them in the hospital so they could collect.
So they could have a 5. Okay, so a few more steps here. Rav Sternbach agrees with that. Chuvas Vanagas. He gives Pashadu Shechayim. Certainly, the person who causes the damage, the branding here, who took the car and smacks it up, he's Chayim. He has to pay. The Masha Nizak Mikabo Mecheret Bidur. The fact that I'm collecting from USAA or Allstate, that's because I had to deal with them. I paid them insurance coverage, but that has nothing to do with them. Okay, now just a side interesting point here. There was a Bulgarian shootdown. That's not the right of the airplane in 1955. LL 402 was shot down on the instructions of Bulgaria. 50, almost 60, 60 cases, 60 passengers, including the crew, were killed in that. And Bulgaria, LL went after Bulgaria, saying you have to pay. And Bulgaria's response was. They did, but Bulgaria's one of the responses was you have insurance coverage.
Right.
You are collecting from your carrier.
So
don't come after
us. Yeah, but they don't
but that was the Rabban in the post game said how would we, regardless of that they're not only, how would we understand this? So we have that. That's an interesting parallel to this question. So we're going to get into another Shaila now. Diane Weiss comes back for us again, and he's asked the following question. We're on Reish Samach Dalet. Reish Samach Dalet on the left side. So he says as follows, what if it's the Minag Medina? If it's the clear custom of people that when somebody lends a car and the person smacks it up, that the owner of the car does not go after the person who borrowed the car. It's everyone goes to the insurance company. I don't know. Would you think there's it's like in the United States of America, that what would people do? Would they go to the insurance? And do you think that the vast majority of people will go to the insurance and say, let the insurance, and okay, but make me whole. If they raise my premium, you'll make me whole, but we'll go to my insurance company. You know, typically, I was thinking, you only lend your car to someone you're friendly with. You're not going to lend it to somebody you don't trust, somebody you don't like. So that's why if there was an accident, then you would say, okay.
They only go to the insurance company because it's an easy address. If the guy was... Warren Buffett, and he hit your car, you would be going after Warren Buffett.
No, we're not talking about who hit the car. We're talking about the person who borrowed the car.
Warren Buffett borrowed your car. You would go after Warren Buffett. You wouldn't go after the insurance company. It's only going after the insurance company because they got more money.
Warren Buffett has more money. He owns the insurance company.
That's right. You go for the deep pockets. In America, they go for the deep pockets.
I don't know if that's it because we're not talking a toxic tort thing that you'd have to go after hundreds of millions of dollars. We're talking about a car accident. Okay, so in any case. Diane Weiss, in his Minchas says, Yesh lo omar dekol mi sheshua mechoni mechavero, anyone who lends a car, borrows a car, the assumption is they're going to go after the insurance company. So he says, if that is the minhag hamedina, if we can establish the ruba deruba, it's not talking about 51% will go after the insurance company, the majority, meaning the vast majority of times, that's the assumption when somebody borrows a car, that you're going to go after the insurance company, then we would override the Or Sameach, saying you can double collect, because oftentimes in commerce, our dealings with people is going to be dictated by the Minhag Medina. For example, when we hire an employee, and that's the context that he leverages from.
In Or Sameach's cases, there was an extra tonight that I'm taking additional insurance.
That's not the chiluk that he makes.
No, but that is a chiluk because I know you said you're responsible as a renter for any fire damage. But in addition to that, I have some
Hassan. Okay. So that works out well. That works out well.
Yes,
of course. So we would say the same thing. In the absence, that works out beautifully. That works out beautifully because the way it will work, let's talk, because he's leveraging the employment context. So the way the employment context works is if you have an employer and employee, if they agree to something, that will opt out of the Minhag HaMedina. So the example would be, just to make something up.
A real estate commission. Hold on,
let's not get too confusing. One step at a time. So if there's an assumption that Minhag HaMedina is you're going to work 9 to 5. If in the absence of a stipulation between us, it's 9 to 5. I can override that. We can override that by having a specific stipulation. In the absence of that, we have the Minhag HaMedina. So that would be the same thing. You're saying in the Or Sameach, I think very nicely, in the Or Sameach, when there was a stipulation, you deferred a stipulation. Other than that,
in addition to that, I took out
the other than that, we have the Minhag HaMedina we have to defer
to. I think it would matter whether people were from or not. In other words, if I'm from and I'm lending my car to somebody from, I'd rather go after the insurance because of the fact that the basement is a problem.
Right.
Whereas if the guy is secular and he's got deep pockets, I would go to him first.
But let's talk to halacha. Yeah. Let's talk to halacha. So what we're saying is the halacha would say in the absence of stipulation otherwise, we would defer to the Minhag HaMedina. Yeah. Minhag HaMedina, ruba de ruba, vast majority of time, is that you go to the insurance company. So we're saying now that, okay, we had a machlokas, or someone else said you can double collect, but if the Minhag HaMedina is not to double collect, that they only go to the insurance company, you can only then go to the insurance company. Next step, even more so, Diane Weiss is writing in England, he says that the law was, in England, there's like the insurance law that the insurance company would only cover you if you're not collecting from somewhere else. In the United States, I don't know if that's the law or the policies say that. The policies say, we're not covering you if you're collecting from someone else. We have to be the primary insurer, primary responsible party. You can't double collect.
The driver, if he exceeded the,
it has the right to, and it has the right to go after the borrower. It can go after the borrower, and if you get paid, it's our money.
If you drove on dirt roads, you did this.
And so if you get paid, you're violating the law, and you're a thief, and you're a liar because of the law says X. You're violating the law. So he says because of that also, that's the assumption of people, because of that law, or we would say the same thing, the policy reads that way, it cannot double collect. And he says, but, however, what the person can say to the person who smacked up the car is, fine, I can't collect from you, I'm being paid by the insurance company, but you need to make me whole for the additional damages. So what that means, that if my premium goes up, or he says that if I don't get my good driver discount, because that also, meaning it could be on the downside, I'm getting hurt, or I had an upside and my upside was lost, then I can go after the other person to make up those damages. Okay, now just a last point in this area. If the person does double collect, there's a question, does he have to then, for example, if he we're saying there are times he can't double collect, or somebody say double collect, but if the Minhag HaMedina is otherwise, he can't double collect. If the law is otherwise, he can't double collect. What happens if the person did double collect? What happens if the driver of the car, the Brandon borrowed the car and he's driving around and he smacks it up and I say, Brandon, pay me, and he knows that I'm going to also collect from the insurance company. Does he still have to pay me? So Lamaisa, there's a Marsham that says the fact that I may be a fraudster or somebody may be that Brandon, if I'm saying you're paying me, and he would have to pay me, meaning it's not him for saying you're a thief, I'm not going to pay you because you're double collecting from the insurance company. That's between me and HaKadosh Baruch or whatever, he would have to pay. But Lamaisa, this is a whole morass in the poskim as to if the borrower of the car knows that I'm planning on double collecting, should he pay me? Does he not pay me? Is it a Jewish-owned insurance company? Is it not a Jewish-owned insurance company? The interesting shaila is, what happens if I first collect from the insurance company I'm paid, and then I find out it was a hit and run, I find out who the driver was, and then I can collect from him, but do I have to go then and report back to the insurance company? Maybe then it's different because I collected from them first. So we have a lot of these shaylas at the end of the day hanging out there that do leave the possibility.
The insurance policy is written now.
It's what I've committed to and the law of the land. So we have a lot of questions that are left
USAA
left
will
out
pay.
There.
The Allstate won't pay, but USAA will pay. Yeah. They're great insurance.
Okay, so the Maisa, that's where we come out. Direct hit on this on this week's Parsha, but we see here the complexities of something that we would think is simple, that we have three Gemaras pointing in different directions. Lo aleinu, it shouldn't happen, that we should ever need to use these halachos. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.
And it's also because you're talking about shkolim.